Hello, and welcome to the Lost.101 podcast, supported by Albion and Ride with GPS. It's day three now, and for most of our riders, the sun has finally been showing itself. Before we dive into the full report, though, our top news of the day is we've got a winner. Anna Richter, who's been incredibly powerful, rapid, and single-minded from the start in their pursuit of the 101 title, crossed the finish line in Cordoba this evening, just past 9:30 p.m. They've completed the 101 in 3 days, 3 hours and 30 minutes, covering 1,282 kilometres, averaging 402 kilometres per day. A monumental ride that many of us covering this race have been blown away by. Anna is a rider of few words, but Aflin caught them at the finish line and asked them how they had managed to keep going. Anna hadn't stopped for more than 5 minutes, even once in their first 500 kilometres.
Well, that would probably burn 15,000 calories, so I brought like 4 kilos of food. But I can't eat 4 kilos of food in one day.
Yeah. 4 kilos of food, that's what you had with you on the first, when we saw you?
Yeah.
Okay. And was that all, what was it?
Like,
what was it?
2 kilos of sugar and cookies and chips. And, yeah.
You just had a bag of sugar?
Yeah. So.
Okay. In the water?
Like, I have soft plus.
Okay. Have you been having support from, you know, like messages from people at home? Or have you just not been checking?
Just dog pictures.
Just what, sorry?
Dog pictures.
Okay. Dog pictures kept you going.
Yeah.
Is it your dog?
No.
No. Other dogs.
Anna has taken first place, but the remaining podium places are still in play. Amri Kuna has been pulling away since CP2 and is now holding a commanding 70-kilometre lead over the rest of the field for second place. Just outside the town of Harisero, Control Car 2 caught up with Amri, who rolled past cheerfully, impressing our photographer, Samantha Saskia.
Hello, everything okay?
A bit slow.
Yeah?
Everything hurts. Nice bikes, I saw them on the car.
Ah! She had time to comment on our bikes. Nice.
How is she just so... She's like, she's out on a little 40k-er.
I just don't understand how she's so chill. She just literally looks like she's on a day ride, is really happy, and is like, yeah, having fun, the sun's out. What? She's like 3 days into, I don't even know what kilometre we're at. It's just insane.
Here is Amre, who Sophie interviewed hanging out of Control Car 2.
Not too good today. Not too good today. Yeah, but you're doing great, huh?
Okay, that's nice to hear.
Have you looked at the tracker a bit?
Not since today at 3 a.m.
Okay.
And I will not look at it until midnight.
Do you have a strategy for the rest of the race?
Not really. No.
You seem incredibly fresh after the massive effort you've done.
Today I feel horrible. Yesterday was good, but today is, I don't know, it's just going so slow. But I'm looking forward to the next climb.
Yeah?
Yes.
I think you're the first one.
I get to treat myself when it comes to climbing, so this is kind of a bit straight, a bit flat, a bit boring.
Do you think you're going to need some sleep? Or are you going to maybe try to push through until the end?
I will need some sleep, but I'm not sure how much. Might be power naps, might be 2 hours somewhere.
All right.
See you.
See you.
While Amri Kuna was sitting comfortably in second place, there's a tight pack behind her, who is stopping in Plasencia for a resupply.
Sophie, can you please give me your name and your cap number?
Jeanne Lepois, cap 86.
How are you? What are you eating first?
I'm eating yogurt and some nuts, bananas, orange and a salad.
So you just told me that you have some knee pains, some pains everywhere and it's quite hard.
It's very hard. Between rainy days and now very hot. It's a contrast. And yes, I need some sleep. And landscape are very, very beautiful. But it's very emotional. I cry a lot on the bike. It surprised me.
But your goal is like you're gonna try to push. Eddie's just came in Aldi. Gosh, we French girls, we know the best restaurant in place. Do you have a strategy?
My goal is to finish in less 4 days in the top 5. Now, less than four days. I think it could be tomorrow, but in the evening, very late in the evening.
Perfect for apéro.
Perfect.
Bonjour Elise.
Bonjour Sophie. Tu veux que je parle en français?
No, we're going to switch in English.
Okay, yeah. How are you?
Thank you. I'm going to ask you the same question.
Not so bad. I had a very low moment, but that's the game now. And I just bumped into Jeanne. That made me smile to see her face. And yeah, I'm going to go on. But yeah, I'm okay.
How was the weather last night?
Bad. Yeah, it was very bad, but the landscapes were so beautiful. I didn't know that part of Portugal, and wow, I really want to come back with my gravel bike and more time and no saddle sore and enjoy that part of Portugal and Spain. Yeah, thanks for the routes. It was really amazing. Yeah, I surprised myself already thinking about beers. And sorry, I'm fresh cigarettes. But yeah, I just try to shut my brain, because if I think of that, I just want to go to the end and skip all that sneaky parkour before that. So yeah, let's focus to the task behind. I'm back to do my own race, because that's the main important thing. And after all, I pay for that, it's my holiday, so yeah, I just want to enjoy my time here. My period came, like 10 days in advance, which is frequent during ultra races, but still a pain in the ass, even if you're prepared for that.
Yeah, I don't know if people realize that being a woman and being, depending on your cycle, in your period cycle, like monthly cycle, it really affects your performance.
Yeah. So it does, and it's logistic. You have to think about, you know,
I know,
hygiene and stuff like that, and yeah.
So on those wise words, I'm gonna let you leave Aldi and go to Cordoba. Can I ask you your full name and your cap number?
Yeah, okay. I'm Elise Sauvinet, which is a very French name, and I'm 128.
Here's cap 92, Nikki Shaw, who seems like she might be finding the limits of her tubeless sealant.
How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm good. I've just smashed a ice cream. Yeah, I'm going okay, but I'm having a problem with my physically. I've settled into it. I'm enjoying the ride now, and finally the sun has come out. Finally, I can just wear shorts and bib shorts and jersey as planned.
It finally feels like Spain.
It feels like Spain, not like the UK weather. But my front tyre has a hole, so. I keep having to plug it with a type of worm. Well, for the first, I lost use of my phone after the first night, so I had no phone until the end of parkour B, which is quite nice because it's quite liberating. And then got to checkpoint 2 and found out that I was in second place. But yeah, I have slipped down a bit now just because I've had these mechanical issues to deal with. So it's so tempting having the phone right there in front of you. I can just keep tracking it as I go. I've just put some Coke in my bottle.
Ooh.
So I'm all on the caffeine now, just for the finishing stretch, the last third of the race. So I'd love to be able to make the podium, but we'll see. It kind of depends. I'm feeling okay. It depends on the bike. So,
Eighteen riders signed up to the 101 in pairs. One pair, who were having a good time and getting into the flow of things 400 kilometres into the race, were Cats 145 A and B, Julia Townsend and Shelby Hoagland, here enjoying some calories that weren't in gel form.
Oh my god, yes! How many butter and water do you have?
We clean them out.
What's the plan for today?
Survive. Get as far as we can. I'd like to go up the big climb.
Definitely.
I think that'd be a good accomplishment.
We're becoming more doubtful about finishing on time. Things seemed good in the beginning, but less optimistic about the cutoff at this point. We're good. We're in the flow. We can carry that energy today. Yesterday was probably the best day so far. The rain is tough for you.
Yeah, I hate the rain. When it's cold, like at night and it's raining.
She lives in Arizona, so...
Yeah.
May I have my other coffee, Shelby?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll let you enjoy your giant croissant. How many coffee did you have this morning so far?
This is number 2.
After all, it's not even 8, so...
I'm glad something was open. We've been having trouble finding places.
It's been really hard to find food on the route. No, we're, like, flat out of food right now. I have, like, one horrible emergency gel, and... It's been really hard to find food and water. Yesterday was particularly bad, I think, to find food. Water was the day before. I was really dehydrated the day before.
Even with all the rain.
I guess I could have drank that.
Yesterday, Sophie also caught up with Cats 141 A and B, Kat Dixon and Razzle Marsden, who were no strangers at all to cycling together, although things were just a bit different on the 101. As you're here.
How is it to be riding as a pair?
Yeah, good. We did the world record around the world together, so we're kind of used to riding with each other.
On the tandem?
Yeah.
It's you! I've been wanting to talk to you! Oh, so cool!
Yeah, so we're kind of
I'm a Wally, but, you know.
Well, you'd be right.
So, you've just told me that you've done a world record on the tandem, right?
Yeah,
together.
Did.
Together.
Yeah,
did. Yeah. And now you're riding the 101, the Lost at 101, on a pair.
As a pair.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But you are, like, both of you have a bike this time, no?
We do.
Yeah, we do. We have one each. We decided to have one each this time.
I can steer wherever I want to go there. We've been there, done that. What are we trying to prove? There we go. We don't have anything to prove.
Too bloody old for this.
Bloody old. Are we the oldest? I think we're probably the oldest.
Can I actually ask you, how old are you? Because you...
Together, we're 121.
Okay, and
I'm 60.
I'm 61.
Okay.
I think we win the...
The old category. No, there's a few older people.
Not so many.
Yeah,
but I think it's great to show that you can do crazy stuff.
Well, we did the world record when we were in our 50s. Yeah. So we did it, we finished it in 2020, just before we got... Literally got back to the UK on the Wednesday before we went to lockdown on the Monday. so it was really, you know.
At least
we
enjoyed a lot
of
time
but that
outside
was about,
before.
That was about sort of saying
true.
To
and
women.
We ignored it all.
Yeah, that was about saying
Boris,
to women in their
Trump
50s, you know, that actually if you want to follow your dreams and do stuff, then you can do that.
Mm.
And so. So we were, at the time, I mean, it's been... Mixed couples done it faster than we did it, but at the time it was because obviously we still hold the women's record, but we the women's record's faster than the men's record.
Mm-hmm.
That's 17 and a half days, given this is a women's mm-hmm. event. Not that we were counting, but obviously we were.
No, obviously not. But
yeah,
they still have their record, we just have ours, which is faster.
anyway.
Control point 2 at Linyares closed today at 4 p.m, with riders rolling through in good numbers and a few cutting it fine again. Afflin reported back that it was a cold start to the day, and with a further climb up to the weather tower at Torre, things wouldn't be getting much warmer for riders pressing forward.
So it's a very chilly start here in Portugal. It's about 5:30 in the morning, and we are currently... scraping ice off control car 1 so we can head up to Torre to catch some riders for the sunrise. It's looking like a really clear morning. There's lots of lovely stars in the sky, but it's very, very chilly.
Yeah.
Hey, Ethan.
Our videographer Rox was at CP2 after cutoff time, where the sun had finally come out.
CP2 is now really quiet, obviously, because we closed 2 hours ago. A lot of people came through just for the good breakfast at the hotel, and everyone was just lounging in the grass, chatting and eating snacks, drying off. It was really nice, actually. It was just like a little garden party. We had 10 at once, just hanging out in the grass. The last person to arrive came in at 2:02. She started at the bottom of the climb up to this town at like 15 minutes to go. So at 2:45, managed to make it with 2 minutes to spare. She arrived on her bike like, did I make it?
That rider was Cap 31, Sarah Steeles.
You made it.
I have been motoring all the way here. Don't want to do that again.
No.
Congratulations. 2 days, 21 hours and 58 minutes. Because it was 2 minutes before the closure, so yeah.
Thank you. It will not be that close to the next one, that's for sure.
It's tough now. What was going through your head when you were cycling up there?
Up?
Yeah.
I've been having training with a coach, and actually all that was going through my head was, has he coached me enough to be able to do this climb as fast as is humanly possible? And I would say, based on the fact that I managed to get here before the cutoff, I think the answer might be yes.
How did it feel when you saw the checkpoint?
Just a mixture of, have I done it? Is my clock wrong? Is that it? And then really, I sacrificed stopping pretty much the whole ride here just so I could make it.
Now that we're on day three, sleep's becoming a real factor in people's ability to ride at capacity and continue. One rider that got some unexpected extra rest was Cap 55, Lizelle Kemp.
So we are in a hotel. Did you just arrive or are you on your way out?
No, I'm on my way out. I should have left hours ago, but I was locked in.
What?
I couldn't get the bike out. I couldn't get out.
Oh no!
Yeah, I couldn't understand a word and...
So how long have you been waiting for your bike?
Probably about, well, I was awake at 4 and then I thought, okay, just get some more sleep. And then woke up at 6, tried to come out. Anyway, it's fine. I needed the extra rest.
So what's the lesson here? Always sleep with your bike?
Yes. Well, she wouldn't let me. I should have left it in the reception because this morning there were 2 bikes in the reception area. So I should have maybe kind of... Well, I normally do sleep with a bike, but anyway, it doesn't matter. It's no big deal. Not the end of the world, is it? Just got to get to the checkpoint, and then to the next one, and then to the next one. And then, you know, hopefully we will get to the finish in one piece.
Sophie caught Cap 22, Megan Young, who's been right up at the front of the race, at the Lidl in Jalisco, and asked what sleep strategy she's been employing to keep energy levels up.
I feel like that last bit I was pretty tired, so I'm just going to have a bit of a rest and then I'll carry on. I haven't quite decided what I'm going to do. I will sleep at some point.
Yeah. When was the last time you slept?
So I actually got in and it was like 7 o'clock, so I booked a hotel and then I left at 12, so then I've been cycling since then. Okay. Like midnight. Okay. So I feel... bit tired.
Oh, when you say 7, like was 7 yesterday?
Yeah. And then I left at midnight and started cycling because okay. I was like...
So it's 4, so it means you've been cycling for 16 hours.
Yes. That's quite a lot.
It's quite a lot, yeah.
So I'll probably... I prefer sleeping earlier, so I probably go to bed at like 9 or 8 and then I'll see.
And then waking up again at midnight or...
Yeah, and then carry on.
It's crazy. In normal life, would you go to bed early and wake up that early?
No. And this morning was really hard. I was properly asleep. My body's quite tired, so I'm just going to have to see how it goes. Tomorrow, like lunchtime, maybe I'll be like, oh, I have loads of energy, and then who knows. But at the moment, I'm just going to pace myself.
At the end of Parkour C, at the top of Mirador del Portillo, just over the border into Spain, Susanna Markov, Cap 122 from Finland, told Sophie how they'd been getting just a little more sleep and was feeling her body getting into the routine too.
Am I made? Damn, it's hard.
You climb that.
Oh yeah.
How is it going since 3 days? You've been riding for 3 days.
That's true. I have lost the count of the days. It's hard every day, but somehow, like, I just think that day, okay, I cycle on the darkness, then I sleep. And then somehow every morning I have new power. Even last night I was totally done. My legs were done. I was like, I don't know if I can continue. But after 4 hours sleep, I was like, okay, let's go.
So you've slept 4 hours more or less every night?
Yeah, yeah. That has been working. The first night, of course, I cycled through the night.
I like when you say, like, of course, like,
obviously. Yeah, I think it's so much adrenaline going that I can't sleep. I wasn't tired. Yeah. Only in the morning when the daylight came, but 5 minutes power nap help.
It's funny to normalize, like, riding through the night, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I remember a few years back I said, crazy people riding through the night, and now I'm saying, yeah, of course. So,
but you seem in a good mood. Well done. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Really? Because it's 6 p.m. and you've been riding 3 times 24 hours. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Whoa. Enjoy. Ride safe, okay?
Yes.
For the first time since the start, riders finally enjoy a day that was almost rain-free, and same for us. But after days fighting rain, cold and fatigue, the bodies are now starting to speak loudly. We are day 3, and today at 6 p.m. riders have been on their bikes for 72 hours. Swollen knees, Achille tendon crinking, and do not get me started on saddle sores, and sometimes periods showing up as well, as if everything else was not already enough. Well, at least it gets you out of your premenstrual syndrome, I guess. Today, we saw the first Schermer's neck, a condition where the neck muscles become so fatigued that they can no longer support the head. And unfortunately, the only real solution is to stop and rest, as frustrating as that might be. It becomes just too dangerous to ride because you literally cannot lift your head enough to properly see the road anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
At the top of the hill here, there's a town called La Albeca.
Okay.
If I were you, I'd get some accommodation there, because the only way to sort your neck muscles out is to rest, get a good sleep.
Yeah.
Because if you have to descend like that, then it might be dangerous. So climbing is okay because you're going slowly.
Yeah, up down.
Going down, it gets dangerous. So be careful. That would be my advice.
After 3 genuinely massive days on the bike, riders were pulling on all of their motivation to keep going. Here's Ida Bercher, Cap 120, who'd also called on the 101 community WhatsApp group as a source of motivation when she wasn't feeling particularly well, and had also brought something from home to remind her to keep going.
Did you get sick before or during the race?
On Sunday, when I woke up, I felt like I can't ride. And then I saw in the WhatsApp group that I'm not the only one who's feeling like that. And then some cute messages came in, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to regret if I not at least, try. And now I'm here.
I know. I mean, you're doing amazingly.
Yeah.
Have you had some good sleep to recover from illness?
I slept the last 2 nights inside, and also I stopped in the first night because I was like, yeah, I have to get healthy or stay healthy.
I mean, you're doing amazingly well with all that sleep. It really shows.
Yeah,
shows
I feel
what
like
sleep
it's,
can do.
It's a good investment.
Yeah. What's the knitted thing on the back of your bike?
It's a flamingo.
It's a flamingo?
Yeah.
What's the flamingo for?
It was a gift from my boyfriend. And originally it started with a friend of mine, and we said, like, when we are going out and then going home, instead of sending each other a message. It was our sign of showing that we arrived safely at home.
The flamingo emoji.
Yes, yes.
Love that.
So.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, now I have a lot of flamingos.
And so that's your sign to keep pushing on until you get home, until you get to Cordoba?
Yeah, I think so. You can see it that way.
Time for the recap of the day. Today in Controlka number 2, we cross back into Spain and jump ahead in the race to follow the top 10 riders who should arrive in Cordoba tomorrow. They are almost there. Almost, but most of them told us that they were trying not to think too much about it, as they might be tempted to get straight to the finish to get a good cerveza. For the first time since the start, riders finally enjoy a day that was almost rain-free, and same for us, but after days fighting rain, cold and fatigue, the bodies are now starting to speak loudly. We are day 3, and today at 6 p.m. riders have been on their bikes for 72 hours. Technically, riders choose their own routes, but the Lost Dot team selected the mandatory section and control points in a way that encourages smaller roads and keep riders away from big dangerous highway. It definitely made me rethink my opinion on free route racing, because riding on big road is not fun, it's dangerous. But free route means also a lot of preparation to fit into a full-time job of a family or a family schedule. Hours spent checking maps and routes. Some riders told me that what looks simple on paper suddenly became much more complicated once inside the mountains. But the general opinion, and I agree with them, is that the views are spectacular. I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl Gossip Moment. Girl. On the internet today, Géraldine Nassieux, Cap 148A, invited us into her bedtime routine. No 7-step Korean skincare routine in sight after 3 days fighting rain and hell, even if I guess her skin needs it, but instead one 4-port USB charger powering the essentials, rear light, front light, GPS and power bank. Priorities! Jen-Marie Syke, Cap 70, shared a roadside picnic, a can of Joya, an apple, some ham, and most importantly, a bag of crisps with David Beckham's face printed on it. Underneath the picture, one simple message: by the power of David Beckham, may I get to Linares. Honestly, after 3 days of racing, rain, and sleep deprivation, this starts to make complete sense. Today, Fashion Moment will be a short one.
Oh, she's been a bitch tonight. And by bitch, I mean this rain.
And when I say short, yes, you understand correctly. For the first time since the start, riders might actually be able to wear shorts and a t-shirt for at least 5 consecutive minutes. After days looking like waterproof hiking potatoes wrapped in Gore-Tex, the sun finally made a brief appearance. A well-deserved vitamin D recharge for everyone out there. Today, CP2 closed at 4 p.m. Yesterday, 111 riders met the CP1 cutoff time, and it is with great pleasure that I can announce that 79 riders met the CP2 cutoff today. That is more than 50% of the field, and honestly, I was not expecting that with the weather. So I'm impressed. You are all impressing me. 5 pairs made it on time, and Johanna Droshagen and Jon van Bommel, Cap 146AB, was the first pair to reach CP2 with a gap of 1 hour and 20 minutes to the second pair. There is only one slogan that comes to my mind when I look at the trackers. Yes, we can. To the 32 riders continuing outside of GC, we are watching your dot moving too. See you at the finisher party. Tomorrow, control car number 2 turns around and heads back into the race to cover the mid-pack. So in the meantime, good night and good ride, everyone.